One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to High Vibes and Mic. I'm your host, Veronique. Today, we're going to talk with Giovanna. She's the founder of Confused Girl. And what began as a simple blog was born of her own feelings of confusion and uncertainty. And she transformed all of this in a very beautiful, magical business. At the time she built her business, she felt lost. And she realized how fascinating it is when you think you're alone in your struggles, when in reality, every single person has been or will be in the same boat. It led her to a profound spiritual exploration to uncover her true self. Along the way, she encountered a remarkable healer who introduced her to a connection of crystals. And from there, she created her brand of activewear, healing crystal inspired design made in LA. So let's talk about her new book that she just wrote, and it will come out in May 13. Let's hear it from Giovanna. Hi, Giovanna, how are you today?
Doing good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for coming. I'm very excited because we're going to talk about something that I like and something that I don't really know about. So we're going to talk about crystal today and also about yoga and retreat. That's something I really appreciate. And I want to add more in my life, actually. But we can talk about that later. So you have a blog, and it's called The Confused Girl.
Yes.
Confused Girl, right?
Confused Girl in the City.
In the City, okay. That reminds me of one of my favorite series. So how did you start that blog? What happened?
You know, it was really a funny thing that happened. I was with a group of girls in Los Angeles, and this was like 12 years ago. And they were newer friends, and they were all very creative. One was an author, another one was an actress, another one was like a blogger and did all this other kind of stuff. And blogs were kind of like the thing back in the day. And I had just gotten myself out of like a really dark depression. And I was trying to figure out who I was and why I was here on earth, what my purpose was, all those kind of big questions we ask ourselves. Well, hopefully we ask ourselves at some point in our lives. And I was asking myself this and I thought, well, you know, the most authentic thing about me right now is that I'm confused. And then I was with these girls and I was like, wait, what about if I started a blog called Confused Girl in the City? And then they were so cute. They got so excited. And one girl went on GoDaddy to see if someone had that domain name. And she's like, nobody has that domain name. You need to buy it right now. And so I went online and I bought it with them and we were all excited.
So were you confused about your love? I'm sure it's about your love life or maybe your career.
Everything. You know, everything. Everything. Because I literally had worked so many years in the film industry, in the entertainment industry. And then I thought I didn't like, and then I was like, I don't want to do this. Then I thought I'd take over my parents' restaurant. And then I was like, I don't want to do this. And you know, I was raised to be really competitive and ambitious and be successful. And here I am now. I spent my most, like my almost my entire 20s doing things I didn't want to do. I felt like it was all wasted time. And I also felt like I didn't know who I was and I didn't know what I wanted to do, which is, I think the hardest part, you know, is that when you don't know, because you're like, I'm healthy, I'm energetic, I want to do something, I want to be successful, I want to be happy, but I don't know what's going to make me happy. I don't know what I should do. I don't know why I'm here. So, and I think that that's where like the confusion comes in. And
yeah, I mean, that's what your 20s are for, right? To discover yourself. And then when you're in your 30s, you're like, okay, now I need to really know where I'm going. And I think writing it down like you did, starting the blog, that was the best decision you could have done, because writing everything that's going on in your life or what you want for the future really helps.
You know, absolutely. And your 20s are for that. I completely agree with you. But it's funny because when you're in your 20s, I don't know, you just think that everything that's adult should happen in your 20s and yes, like your 30s, 40s, so you don't matter anymore. Like only that decade matters or something. It's really kind of funny. And now like I look at people in their 20s, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're such a little baby.
Yes. You have so much time to figure it out. Don't, you know, don't yeah, worry that much.
Yeah, it's like, don't worry. I remember one guy told me, you know, you could literally move to like a deserted island for 10 years and do nothing and come back and you'd still be fine. And I'm like, yeah, I can't. And then now I'm thinking, yeah, I could have.
Yeah, personally, my issue when I was in my 20s, searching myself, I was traveling a lot, like moving from country to country a lot to find something I really like.
Yeah.
And it's actually in my 30s, I was thinking, okay, this is where I want to stay. But in my 20s, I was really like a bohemian. And I saw also that you like to travel a lot. We're going to talk about that also later.
Yes.
So I guess that was also part of looking for yourself, I guess.
Yeah, the traveling. So I started the blog and it was called Confused Girl in the City, a video blog on YouTube. And what that was about is I decided every week I was going to do one new thing I'd never done before in an attempt to figure out who I was and what I liked and what I didn't like. And one of the things I realized that I really loved was traveling and solo traveling. I already actually knew I loved traveling, but I didn't know I loved solo travel so much. I kind of, at that point, never thought solo travel was really an option for me. I kind of thought I needed a boyfriend to come with me or a family member or a friend, you know? And the thing is if you're going to wait for those people to come around, you're never going to go anywhere.
I know. I really admire people who can travel alone. I know I can't. Not for a long time, though, but I really admire people who can just go, you know, I'm going to Japan tomorrow or whatever, and I'm just going on my own because I don't want to wait on other people. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those people now.
That's great.
I just take off and go. You know, sometimes it's interesting. I'll miss people and I'll be like, oh, I wish I could share this with somebody, but it's very rare. But then when I'm with people, sometimes I'm like, oh, I really wish I could just be on my own. They're really annoying me. And when I'm traveling and I'm doing tours and I'm out and about, I always meet people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you book tours and things like that. Yeah. It's a good way to travel.
Yeah. And then I share it with people, with strangers who share an amazing story with me. And then we end up following each other on Instagram and checking in on each other. And it's awesome.
And what happened in Morocco? It looks like you had a special experience there, like an enlightening experience. Can you tell us about that?
You know what? I actually did.
Yeah. I love this country. I've been there several times. So
yeah.
Really nice country.
It's interesting because how did you know that? Because I didn't put that on.
Huh? It's on your blog.
Oh, I think I did. I wrote about it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice picture. Love your dress, loved all the pictures. It was really nice. And you said that you came back changed. So I'm very curious.
Morocco was a very interesting experience because, one, it was the last kind of bigger trip I did before my father passed away because I knew my father was he had cancer, so I knew he was going downhill. And my mom's like, I was like, should I cancel this trip? Go on the trip. You're only going to be gone for 10 days. And then, but when you get back, like, you can't take a trip, you know, after that until probably he passes. And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Which was fine. I was fine to cancel Morocco. I just, yeah. But anyway, my mom's like, go, it's fine. He'll be here. So I was like, okay. So went to Morocco, and it was interesting just kind of taking that moment to kind of contemplate, like, okay, like, life without my dad. You know, because I basically I have my place in LA still, but I basically moved back in and was helping my mom with my dad during that time. So I was with him all the time. And so this was kind of like a break, and I was away from everything. And just to kind of think about that, like, let it marinate in your system. And then also, Morocco was very spiritual experience for me, but not really a happy one. It was, and probably because of all of the things that I was dealing with at the time, which I was dealing with, you know, someone close to me dying. But also, I was in front of one of the mosques, and I just started bawling my eyes out. And I just started crying, and I could feel like the pain. Like, I don't know if there was like some energy in this particular spot that was stuck, like a painful kind of energy, but it was just like, but it was soulful, you know? It wasn't like, not every great experience has to be this joyful, grateful, happy. Sometimes it's like feeling the pain of the world. It makes you very compassionate and very in touch with your own humanity. So we need that too. And I'm a very happy-go-lucky person. So I am usually vibrating on like joy and gratitude and stuff. So, but I think it's important to also really be able to feel your own pain, kind of the collective pain. And I'm intuitive. So when I go to places, I'll feel things.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me a little bit of, because I talked with a psychic, one or two psychic, and they told me that when you have this kind of pain or very deep, it's called the dark night of the soul. I don't know if you heard of that one before. I don't know if that's what you experienced, but it reminded me a little bit of that.
So I definitely went through a dark night of the soul experience, and then I had an awakening. I wouldn't say this, because I think that is like a real, that was like a complete shift for me, from totally exterior living, I would say totally ego living, to then going to soul living. And I had to go through the darkness. And it took like took some time, like a few months. It took like probably like a year almost. But this was more just like, I already am in touch with my spiritual side. So this was just feeling what was there. And maybe I needed to feel that. Maybe I needed to get in touch with my own pain and grief, because that's what I'm really about to go through.
Oh, sorry. So when you had this awakening, is this when you met that person that introduced you to the crystal? Let's talk about crystals.
Yes, yes. So yeah, after I went through my, you know, dark night of my LA soul and had my awakening, I was working part-time jobs in LA. I didn't want to get a full-time job because I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I didn't want to invest all of myself into something. And then I started my video blog, and I was just looking at part-time jobs. So I found this job, and it said interview a healer for his YouTube channel. And I said, okay, you know, I can do that. And so I got the interview, and the interview was at his house. So he had like a home office, and it was like up in the hills, and he was like a very well-known healer. So I went up to the house, and when I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I am home for the first time in my life.
Really?
It was the craziest feeling. I think it's one of the craziest feelings I've ever experienced. It's like up there. It's like either like number two or number three of the craziest feelings I've ever felt. It was, yeah, like I love my home. I love how I decorate it and everything. Like, I love my home, but I've never felt this like coming home that I felt. going into his house. And we ended up not even talking about the job. We ended up just talking about his life and my life. And then before I left, said there was this, he had this room full of crystals. And so he said, grab two crystals that you like, and that's my gift to you. And so I grabbed these two crystals, and I just thought they were the most, I'd never been a crystal person. I didn't have crystals.
Yeah.
And I thought, these are the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Some people feel that way about flowers, you know, and it's true. Like when you look at flowers and you can really appreciate them, they are captivating. They like suck you in, you know, and that's how the crystals were for me. They just sucked me in. And I put them on my mantle in my room, and I was meditating one day, and it just came to me. I was like, I'm going to create a yoga wear line inspired by healing crystals. And that's so LA and new age, airy fairy.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you go from crystals to yoga pants?
Well, you know, at that time, I was doing a lot of yoga. Yoga really helped me. And granted, this is like over a decade ago. So this is before, I mean, yoga was still popular, but it wasn't as mainstream as it is now. No, not everybody was making yoga clothes. Lululemon was a very niche brand that only yogis like knew about. And only a couple other brands were making yoga leggings. So I thought, you know, I'm going to make yoga leggings too. And they're going to be inspired by healing crystals. So I'd take a picture of a healing crystal, and then we would blow it up and then print it onto fabric and then cut and sew the leggings.
So you did that on your own to start, or you?
Well,
you went through a company that did that for you.
Yeah, I got a manufacturer in Los Angeles. That's how it started.
Wow. So, but did you have like any money set aside, or because you said you were working part time?
Well,
so you just took like a leap of faith, right?
Total leap of faith, and a credit card. I put $10,000 on my credit card. And
my God.
Then I also write about in my book how, like, you know, when you kind of go on this spiritual path and you're not going to see all the steps, you know, that's why I think it's good to have like a goal, but it's okay not to know exactly how you're going to get there, because as you're walking along, it unfolds. And that's faith. That's having faith. And I'm seeing the more I have faith and the more I trust, the more amazing things happen and the path gets a lot easier. Now, the more I distrust and try to control, things do not meet my expectations. Things do not work out the way I wanted them to. So I think it's good to have the goal, like what you want, but you don't need to know exactly how you're going to get there. You just kind of put one foot in front of the other, and then it just kind of, the path is created as you go.
How do you select the crystals that inspire you to, that inspires your design? Do they have like a special role in your life? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely choose the crystals that I think are, like, honestly, it's very simple, like the most beautiful to me. Ones that I think are really really beautiful. And then, of course, like I'll do variations when it comes to different colors. And so each design, too, you know, is called something different, like serenity, abundance, patience. So I'll, you know, choose a crystal. I'll figure out what its like healing properties are. And then I name my leggings in accordance to what the healing crystal does. And honestly, I think it's just very intentional. I think it's like, I do have crystals by my bed and I do like to have them out. And I know some people like to put them out when there's a full moon, so they get energized. They call it cleaning your crystals and stuff like that. And I think that's all great and wonderful to do. But I think more than anything, it's the intentionality. I think it's the intention of what you desire in your life. you know, like more patience, more serenity. And I think it serves as a reminder, and it does have energy in it because everything has energy.
So if we want to place an order for your leggings, for the yoga leggings, can we choose a crystal, or they're already printed, and we can just go from the list you already have?
Yeah, so they're already printed. Mm-hmm. So they're already printed on fabric, and you can just go through my line and see which, you know, pair of yoga leggings resonates with you.
Okay.
And what color. Today I'm feeling a black legging. Someday I'm feeling like a green jade legging.
Important. According to your mood, right? And how long did it take you then to take off? Because you took that leap of faith. You're like, okay, I'm going to do that. I don't know if that's going to work out or not. Did it work out right away, or did it take like 6 months, a year?
So it took about a year to figure out the manufacturing and get all that sorted. Then it took about a year to figure out, how do I market these? Because I had no idea how to market them. So that took some time. But once I figured out my marketing strategy, because again, I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really difficult. But at the time, Instagram was relatively newer.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah.
You know, Instagram. And I wouldn't suggest that to somebody now. I mean, I think, you know, use Instagram still, but I don't think it's going to make your brand anymore. It's kind of like, I mean, or it could, you know, I'm not going to say that, but I just think it was a way easier, of course, 12 years ago.
Yeah, I see it's saturating now.
And it was so open. It was so open. And my line is so unique. I mean, there's still nobody making crystal-inspired yoga leggings. Like, still nobody has done that. That's just me. And, like, I'm wearing, you know, I make other things, too, like streetwear. Like, this is my crop hoodie, Choose Love. But I just started. I hustled all around Los Angeles trying to sell my leggings. I went to all these open markets and I sat there all day long, you know, set up a booth, everything, tried to sell them. And I'm like, this is not working. And then I just started talking to, you know, other yogis on Instagram. And then I started a brand ambassador program. And this was, again, before everybody was doing this. So then it just blew up. And then for 5 years, it was very successful. And I was selling my stuff all over the world. And that's how I was able to make a living, you know, is just with that. I didn't have to work part-time jobs anymore. And then I got the inspiration to write my book. And I followed that. And I 2 years before COVID in 2018, I left the country. I moved to Indonesia for a year. And then I moved to Berlin for a year. And I wrote my book. And came back during COVID and got a literary agent. So it's just, again, like, it's again with that, you know, it's a quote by, I think, Winston Churchill, and it says, the chain of destiny is grasped one link at a time, you know? So.
What is your book about? Is it about your life, or is it what you want to accomplish? It's not a fiction, it's something for real, right?
No, it's nonfiction. It's called Confused Girl, Find Your Peace in the Chaos. And it's part memoir, part guide about the main premise of the book is that confusion is a virtue. Like, what? Wait, what? Confusion is a virtue?
That's a virtue? Okay.
Well, the way I look at it is that confusion is the fuel for your self-discovery journey.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Because you have to be, like, for instance, I wouldn't be here today with all the cool experiences and things that I've done if I wasn't that super confused girl back in the day who didn't know what she wanted to do, didn't know who she was, but really, really desired to. It really desired to be happy. So it's like that confused girl made this girl, and I'm so grateful for her. I think all of our confused girls within are our little superheroes.
But you're not confused anymore, right?
I'm always going to be confused.
You always confused. But now you have a guide. So for all the girls who are confused, you know, you can help them.
My next book will probably be called Still Confused.
So how do you balance this kind of life, like entrepreneur, a spiritual life? Because I see that you also do you do retreats, right?
No, I don't. I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I might. No, I don't. But I might in the future.
Or maybe you went on a retreat. I saw that somewhere on your blog.
Maybe.
I thought you were organizing retreat. Why you don't do that?
No. Maybe I will. But maybe I will start, like, after my book comes out. You know, this has been a 7-year project since I started writing it. And I even had the idea of writing it a year before I did it, because I really wanted to do it abroad. I wanted to write it abroad. So it took me about a year to organize my life to be able to leave the country. And so it's been such a long journey, and so much has happened during it as well, like my father passing away. So it's like, I just really want to enjoy everything that's happening with it right now. I mean, I was rejected by publishers for 2.5 years. And then 2 months before my father passed away, 2 publishing companies had a bidding war on my book.
Okay. So what do you send your book to? All the publishers? How do you do nowadays? Or is it online?
So I had an agent.
Okay.
I had a literary agent, and so she was sending it to publishing companies. Right. So it was rejected like for 2.5 years. And I kind of was thinking that, oh, this might not happen. I might have to self-publish, which would be fine. But I really wanted to get a publisher, and it just makes everything smoother. And they know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also get paid. They pay you. So it has a real chance to go big. And so it's just crazy how this all happened. It's like, again, the divine timing, the trusting, all of it. It was so incredible. And so now it's coming out in 2 months, and, you know, people can pre-order it. And I'm just like, you know, I want to just enjoy doing the podcast and being out and about and talking about it. Cause it's like, I didn't come this far just to be thinking about, oh, what's the next thing I got to do now?
Yeah. And do you have like a special message in that book for people who are confused, or for people who are, do you have something special you want to tell them?
Well, I kind of like what I said. It's, you don't have to feel ashamed being confused, because it's just a natural part of life. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing, what you have done. Life is always going to bring you situations that are confusing. Even like, let's say, you're a mom and your kids are about to leave the house and you're going to be an empty nester. You go through confusion. You're about to get married. You're about to get a divorce. You're about to go to college. You're graduating from college. You're about to get a new job. You're unhappy in your job. You want another job. You know, I mean, it's just, there's always going to be things in life that bring you some form of confusion. So you don't have to feel bad about yourself and ashamed or scared because you don't have all the answers. I actually talk about it in my book and give tips about how you can actually start to look at these like life transitions as exciting and an adventure and something to look forward to.
Especially when those transitions are good. You know? When you finally find the answer you've been looking for a while, and you're like, oh, finally, I know I can do this.
I think all transitions are good, even if painful. I think they're all good because it means we're growing. And I think that's our main purpose here on Earth.
Yeah. To learn, right? More and more. That's why I like to do that podcast. I'm learning so much with everybody I'm talking with.
Exactly. No, I think it's fabulous. It's a beautiful thing. You know, like you learn so much from other people. I mean, gosh, people's lives are so incredible and interesting. And then you also learn about the technical stuff when it comes to podcasts and how to market them and how to do this. I mean, it's just the whole thing.
Do you have a podcast too? Or you
No, not
okay. You're just going on podcast right now, huh? Okay.
Yeah, but you know, again, who knows? I might start doing that down the road. really come to this point where I don't try to overload myself, because I used to be that person that overloaded myself. And then things, I just felt overwhelmed, and then I wasn't enjoying it, and it didn't go well. So now I'm like, wait for the inspiration.
And it can also make you sick physically, because I did that once, and I never been sick like that in my life. Just before COVID, I remember, oh my God, I was doing way too much, my family, my work, and going back to school. I got out for like 3 weeks. My body was like, you know what? This is enough. You need to rest. We're going to put you down.
Yes.
It was horrible.
Yes, yes. You'll make yourself sick. You'll burn yourself out. You'll
burn out.
I'm kind of like, now slow and steady wins the race. That's kind of my vibe these days.
Doing yoga all day. I do big. What kind of yoga do you like? Because I do Bikram yoga. I just love it.
I love Bikram too. I love Bikram. I like Vinyasa flow. I really do love hot yoga. I've always like dipped in and out of it. But gosh, there's just something about that sweat.
Yes.
Now it's just like, it feels so good. And now they have such cool studios where they like dim the lighting and
music.
Yeah. I like to do that a few times a week, like a Vinyasa flow or like a yoga sculpt. But I also do Bikram as well.
Once I challenged myself, I said, oh, I'm going to do it 1 week in a row, like 5 days in a row, because I never did that before. But I did it at night, like at the 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. class. Big mistake. On Friday night,
my God,
I had so much energy. I couldn't go to bed before 3 a.m. I was like, okay, so that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do that every day in the morning. This is when you get all that energy during the day and you go to bed.
It's so true.
I had so much energy. I couldn't go to bed. It's unbelievable.
It's incredible. But I don't think, I mean, that's fine to do it once in a while, you know, in a row. But I don't think it's good to do the hot yoga like 5 days a week, because just because you sweat so much, your skin, like I've seen girls have rashes and skin problems because they were doing it every single day.
Or some people goes like 7 times a week. Some people goes every day.
I get
day.
It. It's addicting. I love it. But
crazy.
2-3 times a week. I think
3 times a week is good.
Yeah. Because then you'll be dehydrated as well. And that's not good. Get headache, you know?
Yeah. In right now, if I can go twice, I'm a winner, because I'm very lazy these days.
True. Hey, that's like 1,000 calories burnt too. Yes. Why is it like 1,000 calories burnt?
Okay, so before we wrap this up, the book is coming out in 2 weeks, you said? Oh, no, two months.
2 months, in May, May 13th.
In May 13th, when can we order it?
You can pre-order it now. And if you do pre-order, you can go to my website and email me a screenshot of your order, and you'll enter to win a 2-night stay at a luxury resort in Maui and a $100 gift card from my store.
Wow. Okay, cool. And you ship everywhere in the world, right? You said.
Yes. So like internationally, it's best to order the Kindle version, the digital version, because the hardcover it's going to be so expensive to ship it from the U.S.
Okay.
But the digital one.
Okay. And the clothing also, do you ship everywhere for the clothing?
And the clothing, yes, that goes everywhere.
That goes everywhere. Okay. I would put, of course, all the information on the show notes. So people can go on your website and Instagram, check you out, and to order the book. Which is really interesting. I have somebody else also next week with another book. Also the same thing. Almost the same thing. So. It's a season. Well, anything you want to add, Jamala, before we go, that maybe I might not have asked?
Well, I could just say, you know, if you want to also follow my shenanigans, you can get me on @confusedgirlLA.
Okay. Is that the blog, or is it
Instagram? My Instagram.
That's your Instagram. Yeah. I would put the info over there. Don't worry. All right, Jamala, thank you for the conversation. I love it. And I hope people who want to discover anything about crystal. They can just check us on our website, I'm sure, because you talk about it a lot and our people already use it. You can have more information. Thank you. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.